Good afternoon. Just another day of preparation for the Raiders. They pose some challenges for us. They got a lot of good, just typical Raiders. They're long. They can run. They got size, and they got a nice mixture of older players and younger players. So we have our work cut out for us in the special teams area. But once again, we're going to try to concentrate on the Cleveland Browns and get a little better today, and hopefully that'll carry over for Sunday's game. With that, I'll answer any questions.
See this coming? I mean, he's obviously a lot healthier than he's been over the last year and a half.
No, he's playing well. He's catching the ball real well. He's and his decision making is very, very quick, and he's right on right now. So, I'm not surprised by it. But at the same time, you're only good as your next game. So here comes the next one. So we'll see what takes place.
What gave you that belief?
I just believe in the player. I mean, I've always stated he's a good football player. And, you know, I see him every day, and I see him work at his craft. And when you see a young man do that, I have confidence in him. And I thought what he's doing right now is I'm really happy for him. There's been some, I think there's a lot of factors that go into that. If you want to kick away from a return man, I mean, you know, number one, can your punter do it? Number two is what kind of cover guys do you have? So I think there's a lot of factors in there. But obviously right now he's doing a nice job handling the ball, and he's giving us good field position. So hopefully that will continue.
Obvious that each team will have a Travis Benjamin scheme where it'll be different every week, but I know he's in everybody's head at this point.
I think people notice him, yes. But once again, it'll go back to matchups and those type of things. I can tell you this with regards to this matchup here, the Raiders are they're good. So it'll be interesting to see how they play it. I think that, you know, we're working on our plan right now, and we'll see how it goes on Sunday.
I think we'd ask you this one about Travis Coons before he came here, and what do you know about him now? What did you know about Travis Coons before he kicked for you this summer, and what has he shown you?
Well, I think that he's very steady. And his personality is kind of how he approaches kicking. He's laid back, but at the same time very aggressive and takes to his craft. Works at it at a high level, and he's doing a nice job for us. So hopefully that will continue, and we expect it to continue. The front office, we brought in some guys on the last day, just like happens with a lot of teams after who we played last year at the Baltimore game. Brought them in the next day and worked a few guys out and signed them to the future contract right there. So that's front office did a nice job on that one.
I think we've asked you this in the past, but how do you compare Travis Benjamin to Devin Hester?
There are some similarities, and I think they're both fast. Both of them catch the ball well. They're both elusive. Now, they're built differently. Devin's a little thicker than what Travis is. But with regards to big playmaking ability, they both have that.
Does a Benjamin see something and maybe break off that plan, or how does that?
Well, you set the return up. I mean, obviously, once again, the matchup deal. But what we always tell returners is this. I mean, you start the return, and then you let your instincts take over. I think when you deal with a player that has great potential or is a good football player, you don't want to put him in a box. You want him to be a football player. Give him some parameters. But when his instincts kick in, let him play.
Chris and Benjamin are obvious, and Chris being the big guy with federal number of people as needed. But are there any similarities between those two guys?
Well, Josh was more of a, obviously being a thicker guy, a bigger guy. He was, I would describe him more as a more north and south returner. When he was younger, he was a guy, because I remember when I was in Chicago at the time, you know, he had the ability to get to the edge. And then obviously, as the years went on, I mean, he was catch, get vertical, make a guy miss, and then he could break tackles. Travis right now is using the whole field. I mean, the other day he went to the field, he went to the boundary, and he went to the middle. So he's using all the field zones right now, and I think that's really good for him.
You always talk about him as a football player. Did you know he could be the type of receiver he's turned out to be? Because he wasn't used that often.
I always thought so. I made the comment the other day. We were watching practice, and he did some. He made another nice play out on the practice field, and I said the thing about him was, I've been here since this whole time, since he's been drafted. I've seen him get better each and every year, and I just think he's at that process. He's at that stage right now to where he's taking the next step, and it's a credit to him, and he's worked hard at it, and I still think the sky's the limit for him.
I think he said that sometimes guys have a success as receivers, like he did last year, but kind of like maybe put on a kick return on the back curve. It doesn't seem like he's done that.
No, I think that, number one, I do think he's fully healed. And we've always said we'll never use that as an excuse last season. But he's also, I think that there's a chip on his shoulder, he's working hard at his craft every day. When he's not catching the ball out there, if another returner is catching the ball, Travis is standing right behind and following him, getting a ball read, and he's worked hard at those things, and it's showing up for him. So he has set the standard for himself, and we're going to expect him to exceed that standard.
Where does his speed rank among guys you've coached?
It's fast. He's Devin was awfully fast also. I will say those two guys as punt returners are probably the two most dynamic guys that I've been around. Josh was too, but Josh is a different, he's kind of a different animal. It's some, you know, it's like a bear and a tiger type deal. They're two different animals.
Talk about the job Andy's doing. Of course, a lot of that has to do with not having turnovers. But
no, Andy's doing a great job for us. He's flipping the field for us, and he's giving us punts that not only flipping the field, but he's giving our cover teams opportunities to get down there and cover. And I think the guys as a whole have done a nice job on that. There's still some areas that we got to clean up, and you know, this week will be no different. I mean, we always rate our coverage on the next opponent, and the Raiders. You know, the Carey kid who played at Ohio, he's only averaging about 6.5 yards right now, but last year he was off to a good start, and he has big playability. So we'll see where we're at after this game. Andy's going to be anywhere from the 4.6 to the other day he hit a 5.3, which is enormous. I didn't think the ball was going to come down. I thought some planes weren't even going to leave the airport because they're afraid the ball was still going.
Obviously, you guys traded for him in June. How did that come about? Did the front office come to you for your suggestion, or how did you end up getting him?
No, I think as on any roster, it's always fluid. And I'll say this: I think that our front office does a great job with regards to communicating with the coaching staff of what their thoughts are, and that process was the same. It was discussed, and then if they feel the need to make a change, then they do, but it's been nice. We're never blindsided by it.
What is the aspect of managing Benjamin's size, because he is only 170 pounds, and you would like to keep him out of there?
With regards to managing, just the, I'll tell you.
You consciously tell him all the time, hey, no, don't just take that hand.
Yeah, and you know, he's been really good about that. Just a few the other day when he caught one, went up the sideline. You know, he steps right out. He's not taking any unnecessary hits. And I think he's been really smart with that. And I think also his experience has helped him when to go down or when to break a tackle. Because even though he's a smaller and slighter guy, Travis broke some tackles the other day also. So he is stronger than you think.
What
Real quick, you mentioned Andy Lee's hang time. What is an average?
Usually the average goes, if it's a 40-yard punt, you want a minimum of 4.0. And then it just kind of keeps increasing. But anything over 4.6, then you say, okay, 46-yard punt. But a 4.6, if it was 53 yards, you can cover that. I mean, I just always kind of look, can those guys, they still have enough time to get down there and go? Because to ask a guy to hit a 53-yard punt at a 5.3, that's unrealistic. So we just ask them anywhere from that. If you can get me above 4.5, the Marlon Moores and the Johnson Batamosis of the world, they're going to get down there and cover it for you.